Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
I don't know for what reason, but we had him on the show once.
William H. Macy?
Yeah, do you know why? It had to have been a movie that he was
in. Yeah, it was some kind of TV deal. And it was one of those things where we had him on the line and some other actor we'd never heard of. And we had both of them on. This question's for William.
Yeah.
Hey, William. And another question for William.
All the questions
Mr.
will be
Macy.
For William.
Hey, William.
So Slash has had to grant a restraining order against a guy he says is trying to get onto his property. According to TMZ, this guy tried to convince Slash's girlfriend that he was a friend of Slash's. So he'd be allowed into Slash's home during Slash's Super Bowl party. This guy, this is just some Slash freak, you know, loves Slash. Slash has no idea who this guy is. So the girlfriend says, well, I don't know you. You're not getting in here. And then the guy got mad, kept ringing the doorbell, and smashed the security camera at the Slash mansion. So then they call the police and they get him out of there.
Well, they should call it a slanchin'.
2 weeks later, Slash has another one of his invitation-only parties. And guess who shows up? This guy again. And they're telling you, get out of here. You're not welcome. This
you
is
don't
invitation.
Even have
we
the,
don't know who you are.
The proper number of tattoos to be in here.
Well, when he was turned away, he sat on his motorcycle in the parking lot revving its engine to annoy everyone. Remember Linda Carter from TV's Wonder Woman back in the 1970s? Yeah, she could do it all. I don't know who the new Wonder Woman is now that everybody seems to be making a big deal out of in the
Gal
movies.
Gal Gadot, whatever her name is.
Okay, but Linda Carter, she was the real deal. Well, she says that, you know, she is certainly aware of all the sexual misconduct stories that are going around now. But she says, yeah, there's plenty of that going on back in her day. And she says, I'm not going to name any names because she says she looked into it. And if she could do anything legally about it, she would. But she says it's too late and she can't. She's 66 years old now. But here's what she says about all this stuff. She says she believes every woman in the Bill Cosby case. And she believes the women who've accused President Trump of misconduct. She says, here's how it went back when I was. She says, I'm not going to get into all the details, but she says, back when I was playing Wonder Woman on TV in the 1970s, just to give you an idea as to what was going on, she says, there was a cameraman who drilled a hole in my dressing room wall on the Warner Brothers lot.
Wow.
That's what we had going on back then, says Linda Carter. All right, now to Stormy Daniels. Our girl, let's get, turn on the 8-track, please. The head of CBS News says, yeah, 60 Minutes did an interview with Stormy Daniels. It hasn't aired yet. You know, remember there's a...
Would that break the privacy rule or whatever they got? Where she's not allowed to talk about it? I forget what it's called.
No, she didn't care about that anymore. Yeah. The non-disclosure agreement?
Non-disclosure.
No, that's out the... She has no interest in that anymore. The word is that...
Because Double D didn't sign it.
The word is that Double D is threatening to sue CBS or get some kind of injunction so it doesn't air. The news president for CBS says that he hasn't heard anything like that. He says nobody's approached him on not airing the interview. He says, yeah, we did it a while ago. It was the Anderson Cooper interview. He said, but the piece with Stormy Daniels still needs a lot of work before it's ready to air, he says. A lot of journalistic work. Take that for what that means. Now, Stormy Daniels says, while she has been getting some high-paying gigs recently out of this whole Donald Trump thing.
Like strip club deals.
At nightclubs and strip clubs. She says, so that's been good. But she says there is a downside to all this.
Sort of overshadowing a lot of the adult films that I'm supposed to be promoting. And a lot of the mainstream projects that I was actively working on have been indefinitely put on hold.
To see that's
all those Oscar opportunities.
Yes, yes. See, people only want to ask her about Trump. They don't want to ask her about the current cinema that she's involved in. Now, how does our girl Stormy handle the criticism? Because she does get some criticism. There are people that don't like
when
what she's
up. When it says Stormy Daniels took home a couple Oscars, we're not talking about that award show from a couple weeks ago.
She says, she does get a lot of criticism. She gets the nasty names that are called, and then all that kind of stuff happens to her. And she says, hey, just so you know, porn stars have feelings too.
I've been in the adult business for 17 years. So to make it that long in that business, you have to have a really tough skin. And so it's most of it rolls off my shoulders because it's an opinion like, oh, you think I'm a whore, or you think I'm ugly, or I'm old, or I'm fat, or my boobs are too big or too small or whatever. I've heard there's nothing along those lines that someone can say to me that I haven't heard. And so when someone says, hey, you're a whore, I'm like, that is successful whore to you.
So please,
I stand corrected.
Please refer to her in that way. And that's the trash this morning.